There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm right here preparing for your onslaught.
Jennifer Horne.
Yes.
All right,
so we've evened up. We have now even. Everything is even. We have two men and two women because McFadden is nowhere to be found. He's gone to, where'd he go? To New Orleans, right? Jazz Fest. Okay, so.
Better weather than they did last weekend.
Really?
Did you see the images last weekend? It was a mud pit in New Orleans.
I don't care about that sort of thing.
A lot of rain.
Really? All right. So there are still a lot of people who are talking about that mother that pulled her son out of the riot. I think that seems to be what's standing. Yesterday I was walking up the stairs with somebody in a building. I don't even remember where I was, but I know that the conversation immediately went to Baltimore. And the conversation then immediately went to that woman. Did you see that woman slapping her son around? Wow, wasn't that great? That's what people are remembering about Baltimore. It is.
The biggest image that came out of it.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Never mind that they're in Baltimore in the last 4 years, they've paid out $6 million in claims to victims of brutality at the hands of the police. $6 million over the past 4 years. 100 people have won court judgments against the city of Baltimore. Hello, is anybody alive, awake, alert, and aware in that city? Why is the police chief or commissioner or whatever he is still there? He's been there, since 2012, I think, Kenny, we found out, didn't we?
I think so, yeah.
What in the world? What are they thinking? And isn't it that sort of decision-making that creates this whole... And, by the way, why should they care? It's not their money.
How does it compare to other big cities?
I don't... that's a great question.
Because $6 million actually doesn't... I know this sounds terrible, but that doesn't seem like a huge amount of money given that amount of claims.
But if you're running a city... And if you're running a police department that's supposed to be protecting and serving, how do you even go to people going, I'm in the town meeting in Framingham. Last night we started our budget discussion. And if there's a budget item for paying off victims of brutality, then I'm going to be asking the question, why do we have police? Or why do we have management in the police that allows this, because that's what it is. They're allowing this to happen because all you can conclude from this is that their priority is not whether people are treated fairly. Their priority is making sure they have a job and they have a uniform and they get their paycheck. That's all I can conclude. And anybody else with a rational mind would come upon this the same way. Why would you have in certain cities so much trouble and other cities not much trouble when their demographics are relatively the same? It only has to do with leadership. It's not the police even. I don't even fault the police. The police who are perpetrating these crimes have no business being police. And they may have applied for the job, but the person who hired them is the one who's culpable here.
Well, I would say that also people are very sue happy too, and that sometimes somebody
doesn't make any difference. They give them something to they're sue over.
Well, they're settling a case, right? I mean, sometimes it's less expensive to settle rather than go through the whole legal system and attorneys and fight it and then do appeals. So some of that could was that what you were saying?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Is that sometimes it's just easier to settle?
A girls club, they're going to agree on everything now.
Well, no.
Well, you only have
but you guys are going to freak out about this. I just did a quick little Google search on police brutality in big cities.
Yeah.
And an article from the Washington Post came up citing this number that you said, $5.7 million in Baltimore. That's what started the article.
Right.
The Chicago Sun-Times reported in 2014 that Chicago has paid out, are you ready?
Yeah.
$500 million settlements over the past decade and spent $84.6 million in fees, settlements, and awards in 2013.
What
Chicago PD is three times the size of Baltimore.
What an outrage.
Los Angeles has paid out $54 million.
Uh-huh.
New York paid out $735 million.
Yeah. How do you justify that?
So Baltimore actually looks pretty good all of a sudden.
I don't get it. This is so beyond what makes any sense, frankly. It's just, what is the matter with leadership and these people? It's just incredible. All right, so I'm off on my toot, my tangent. 888-302-3684. John's in York, Pennsylvania. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you for asking. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine today.
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I agree with a lot you say about the police departments, but on the suit issue, you know, we live in the land of tort.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And until we have tort reform, this one of the suits in Baltimore have to do with dirt bike and kids. I don't know if it happens where you are, but you have these 14, 15, 16-year-old kids in these cities, and they get in gangs with these dirt bikes.
Yep.
And it happened to me in Baltimore one time. It freaked me out. My wife was just screaming. I wanted to run them over because they just, oh.
There you go.
And so if the cops in their doing their business run over one of these kids, they're going to turn around and sue. So the suits, some of them may be justified. Others are
You probably could find some that maybe are a little scurrilous. But here's one. There was a 26-year-old pregnant accountant who witnessed a beating who got beaten up. A 50-year-old woman selling church raffle tickets in the wrong place at the wrong. She was not supposed to be selling where she was, so they roughed her up. You know, that kind of stuff. Just bullying stuff.
Yeah, that stuff is not right.
Right.
It's bullying.
Yeah.
And some of it, I have officer friends, and we're all older. We're in our 60s. I'm not a police officer, but I have friends, and they're all older. And they do worry about recruiting because where the number one recruit comes from now are ex-military.
Yep.
And nothing against them, but they have a different training.
Yep.
You know, in the military, you're taught
different mindset. Everybody's out to get them. So.
Yeah, and you're taught to break things and kill people.
Yeah. Right. Yep. There's this. The mindset needs to go. There are a lot of colleges. Thanks, John, for the call. It was nice of you to give us a buzz. 888-302-3684. There are many colleges now that are offering courses and bachelor degrees in, it's not, what is it called? Not police work, but it's something more formalized than that. But it is basically training people the right way to be police officers.
Yeah, but do you want them to get a college education to become police officers?
Yeah.
I don't know that I do, actually.
Why?
I think we need to up our training because I don't know that everybody needs to sit 4 years in a classroom. I don't know if that's going to teach everybody. I mean, you can learn. I mean, we all know this. You go to college. Mm-hmm. You go to college for, you know, and you learn your career until you actually try to get a job and sit behind a desk, and then it's a whole new set of circumstances. I think, I don't know, just it feels to me like we need to do a better job training in the police academy.
Well, but part of that is in training, part of it is having an education that understands psychology, because that's what it requires in many instances. Social history, all kinds of things. No, I disagree with you completely, 100% on that. I think
your
college degree would be a good step, frankly, in many of these cases. It doesn't guarantee anything, but at least you have a little more worldly knowledge and understanding of people who come from different places and live differently than do you. I think the social mores that we have in our country today are so much different. The average high school graduate is not equipped, is not even begin to be able to understand people.
Clean arrest is more important.
Yeah.
Well, and also it gives them a way out. If they're on the force and it's getting to them, or they realize this isn't the job for them, they have something to fall back on with the college education. Hmm. They're not stuck doing something that it, maybe the stress is too high for them. And they could snap. You know, they a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot of people, I've known a couple of people who've stayed on the force because they don't have other options.
Yeah. And that's a problem in and of itself. All right. Let's see here. What has Cornelius got on his mind? Hold on just a second while I make all of my material here work. There we go. That button gets pushed. Cornelius, you're on. Hi.
Hey, Doug. How y'all are there this morning?
Hi, us all are fine. How are you all?
We love y'all here in Alexandria on 970 a.m. I love you. I listen to you.
970 a.m. Let's hear it for Alexandria, Louisiana.
But anyway, Doug, I've talked to you before. I was a military police officer in our Louisiana Army National Guard.
Yeah.
I was 18 years old when I joined the military police corps. And what the key to it is, when I was, and this is in 1979, so I'm a bit of 54 years old. When we had people join the military then, when I was an MP, you had people like the judges. If a kid got in trouble, look, you're going in the military, you decide what field you want to. The MPs were accepting, 18 years old now, and they turned their life around. So what I'm trying to tell you, you don't need a college degree or anything. You need the proper training. But the military people, what you're saying that they're coming back to kill and all like that, no. It's how you train as a military police officer, as a soldier and stuff. And the police training. The police training needs to be right, too.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I'm not sure that it is. But the interesting thing is that at 18, what did you know?
I didn't know any. Well, that's what I was going to tell you. Yeah. The military then took you and trained you.
Right, okay. So, but at 18, if you're trained properly, even at 18 today, I just don't feel my own gut reaction to having somebody who's 18 do that kind of work. I think you're just asking for trouble.
No, Doug, as long as you train right, you don't need a college degree per se, but you need training in psychology.
But an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old or a 20-year-old, when he or she confronts somebody who's twice their age...
why you have them train with older officers.
The experience is a great teacher, a better teacher than having a college degree.
That'll give you.
But the college degree certainly helps, I think, in many areas. Cornelius, thanks for the call. It's 19 after on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss a big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want, from the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you can save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Need professional grade and industrial strength? Get a Kubota Z700 zero turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's the One Hit Wonder time on Good Day. Where's the chicken song? Kara, see if you can supplement. Find the chicken song.
The real version of this hit.
Right, exactly. And let's enter it into the contest. It's time for you to tell us who it is that is responsible for this particular version of In the Mood. It's called Swing the Mood, actually. This is an English novelty pop music act. If you know who it is, you'll dial this at 888-302-3684. And for your efforts, we will send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder tunes on it. So who is this? Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Ya-da-da. All right, crank it up there, Kara. Number one during this week in 1990. Not much about this is unlikable, frankly. How can you not like this? Around the corner tonight. How many people are going to guess Buddy Holly on this, Kenny? Or,
well, he didn't have a lot of hits in 1990.
That's what I like about your subtle nature. Very good. Yeah, not too many Bill Haley songs making it on the charts. Crank it up, Kara! Wow.
Sure, you were just sleeping.
Yeah, you woke up in a time warp. Yeah, this is a hard one. Let me give you a little background information on this so you can call us at 888-302-3684. Kara, did you find the chicken song yet, by the way? Put that in there. All right. Hold on a second. This Swing the Mood tune used sampling and synthesizers to blend this pop music from the swing era, the early rock era. Don Caster, DJ, and Les Hemstock created the mix of songs. The band's face was a costume cartoon rabbit. Group had 11 charted hits in the UK, but Swing the Mood was their only hit here in America. Big, this was a smash pop hit. I'm amazed that nobody's got this right yet. I'm all shook up. Who is this? 888-302-3684. Could be a stumper. Don't let us get stumped. My toes are all moving. My feet are moving. My legs are moving. My butt is moving. My torso is moving. My head is moving. My arms are moving. Oh, this is the best part.
This is the most excited I've ever seen you about a 90s song.
Really?
Right. I'm guessing because it's not really.
It's not really 90s. At the hop! All right, stand by with the chicken song, Kara. Here's Don. Don, where are you?
In Maryland.
Maryland, good place to be. All right, so who is it that's doing Swing the Mood here?
It's the Jive Bunny and the Master Mixer.
How'd you know that?
Woo!
I don't know why, but it's just something I remembered from the old days, I guess.
Yeah, the old days.
How can you forget Jive Bunny, please? Right.
What was the old days for you? How old are you? Where'd Don go?
Oh.
Huh. What happened? I had him on. Kara, what did you do? Put him on hold.
Oh, the chicken's got him.
Right, the chicken's
here's the real... This is In the Mood. This is big time music for music fans everywhere. This would be the chicken song, also called In the Mood. There we go. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have you heard me say spay and neuter your pets? 8 million to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, and some are homeless. Here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your pets. It's a procedure that can be formed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of unwanted pets, so it's not just a moral issue. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats as well. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of certain types of cancer and reduces a pet's risk of getting lost by decreasing the tendency to roam. So there's no excuse. If you have a dog or a cat, spay or neuter. Again, it's the moral thing to do, but equally as important, I'm assuming you love your dog or cat. You don't want to develop problems as they get older, so spaying and neutering can make all the difference in the world. For female dogs, no chance of breast cancer. For male dogs, obviously, no chance of testicular cancer. Check with your vet. Spaying and neutering, it's the right thing to do. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metals holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's 33 at the hour now, 27 before the new hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, looking at the things that are looking. That's not really fair because this is not a television program, so we can be looking among the four of us, but you can't be looking at us, and we can't be looking at you.
That'd be nice.
Here's looking at you. Okay, Jeb Bush says the 11 million undocumented persons in our country should be allowed to stay, including his wife. She's going to be okay.
Well, and he's Hispanic too, isn't he? Didn't he? Mark
I heard that he was.
So he gets to stay, I guess. I don't know if that made him illegal, but,
right.
You know.
Yeah. That's a problem that has not much of a solution, at least at the we have been spending how much time over the years on this? Inordinate amounts of time to fix a problem that is unfixable.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, and I don't know why. How many times have I said this? You want another dollar?
Yeah.
Put in a flat tax.
Okay.
Put in a sales tax, and then everybody's paying into the mm-hmm. system, and you don't have to worry about the people that aren't here and aren't paying into the system. I don't know why someone just doesn't embrace that. I mean, it makes so much sense, but that's why.
That's why it doesn't get anywhere. I mean, look at the stuff that we're talking about and how nonsensical it is. All the problems of the police in our country are nonsensical. They could be solved by better management and electing better people to positions so that the folks who are appointing, whether it's the Board of Selectmen or the City Council, whoever it is that appoints the police chief, actually get somebody who knows how to run a police force, which is the problem. Many of the cities and towns in our country appoint police chiefs because of political considerations. And that's really, if you get right down to the essence of it, one of the things that I find interesting as I study our demography, we have a broad base of listeners to this program. The so-called millennials, who are the generation under Jennifer, We have...
Just by a year or two, just for the record.
Well, yeah. Right. We have my generation. We have Molly and Ken's generation. We have Jennifer's generation. And then we have the millennial generation. There's a study from Harvard out today that suggests that those people who are under the age of 29 in our country, half of them think the justice system does not work. Half of the population under the age of 29. Now, can you chalk that off to being young and inexperienced? So what do they know? I have found with the millennials that I know, they are an entirely different crowd than even my children who are 10 years older than this. Or, and they're in the same basic league as Jennifer, or Molly and Kenny, who are 10 years older than that, or me, who's 20 years older than that. I have become fascinated by this generation because they are, in my perception, so different.
They're very protected, that's for sure.
Well,
they were a protected generation. They were over, I mean, I don't know if they're over-parented, but they were more parented. I would submit to you they were more parented than their previous counterparts in other generations.
I think those who are 18 to 28-ish or so, Jennifer, have rebelled against it. I think they realize that. Some, not all, but some of them. But it's their thinking that I'm getting at. Their thinking is along Rand Paul's way, or my way of thinking, whatever, however you want to put it. Socially, stay out of my life. None of your business. Fiscally, very concerned, very aware, and pretty much interested in putting some reins in on what is going to be their debt. And they're the first generation to really think about it and to act on it. So... when
socially, stay out of my life, but then they post everything about their life online.
Well, that's because that doesn't have anything to do with the government being in your life. And what it does result in sometimes is some of the nefarious stuff, anyway, gets in the way of them or anybody who uses social media too much of getting a job, getting ahead. I mean, even friends pick their friends by what they do and or say online.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
You know what I love about the girls that age,
what?
Or maybe I should say women, is that they don't buy what the commercials put out or magazines put out about women's image.
Really?
Yeah. I've had a few of them tell me.
Yeah, they're ugly.
They're not ugly. No, they're beautiful.
Millennial women are ugly, says Jennifer Warren.
No, they said, one who was 23, she said, the magazines, everything's still selling us that we need to be skinny and have tiny little bums and you know, small hips and all of that. They're still selling the same thing they sold you, but we're not buying it.
Good. That's not an attractive woman in my mind.
No, not at all. Oh, a skinny woman. Yeah, they're like, you know what, it's okay to look however you look. If you have wide hips, if you have a big bum, if you have big, you know, breasts.
Where's Sir Mix-a-Lot? Remember him?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Remember him.
Remember Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Kara, he sings my anthem.
Kara, see? Kara, see if you can find Sir Mix-a-Lot. The only song that will probably come up when you Google him is
"Yes,
I Like Big."
There was
butts.
One other, but I can't
was
remember
there?
The name of it. Yeah,
no.
It was.
Is that a problem if we air it? I don't want her to put the wrong thing on the air.
But the woman who was saying this to me was really thin. It was. It's just okay to be however you are.
Right, cramped his hair. Just. All right. I don't want to get
I gave you a warning.
All right. Yesterday, the fans in Baltimore, or the fan, I think there may be three people that saw that game. This is, I went off yesterday on a tangent. I got some email from people who said that I was wrong. I actually even got into a discussion at a town meeting last night with a fellow. We were in the basement toilet. And he wanted to engage me in a conversation because he knows what I do for a living.
You were in a basement toilet?
I was in the town hall basement toilet. We were talking about the Baltimore situation and we were talking about why whoever powers to be canceled the game. And I said I thought it was asinine. I said that on the air yesterday. The fact that they would cancel a baseball game, giving in to this kind of foolishness and nonsense, they basically, again, is an indictment of Baltimore, the city, and how they run things. They just, instead of running, they're running away from pretty much everything.
Such a bad message. How important was it to watch George Bush throw out the first pitch of the Yankee game after 9/11? It was just, optically, it was extremely important.
Yeah.
And I just think that they missed an opportunity to say, hey, we're not putting up with this stuff anymore. We're not afraid of you street guys. We're not afraid of you looters. We're going to be here and we're going to live our life and that's it. I mean, the messaging was lost there.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Anybody disagree? Do so at your own risk.
I know somebody does here.
I do.
Really? Okay.
I think it was... Yeah, well, I think it was a safety concern. If some of those people that were causing the problems were in that stadium, a lot of people could get hurt. There'd be no way to protect everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know,
you make an argument that it's just salient, but it's still.
I just think there should have been such a police presence and so much security that no one would ever even imagine trying to do something.
But having the police presence there just riles everybody up because they're all riled up about the police in the first place. So, isn't there just can't people police themselves? Have you got no self-control, man? Can you not just be your cool, calm, collected, and what is all of this stuff about?
Can't we just get along?
Thank you.
Oh, somebody need to say it. Yeah,
yeah. That's right. Yeah, somebody.
A lot of people talking about Rodney King yesterday.
Yeah, in what way?
Well, how what's going on now dates back to that because it was the first one really caught on camera. The first police beating of a black man caught on camera, and there's just so many more now.
It's
but
a
what
daily
happened
occurrence.
To that? Yeah, I mean, the police got off again.
Yeah. All right. There's lots to be said here, and I don't think we're not going to fix the problem, but we are contributing to trying look at it from every, there I am with a look at word again, to understand, examine, and come up with things. Some of us will agree, some disagree, but it's great. It's heavy and good conversation. Jennifer is going to update the television news in a matter of moments, 17 before the hour. This is something that is very important to me because I feel it's important to you. You have long heard me talking about a product called Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost the levels of nitric oxide to improve your cardiovascular health. Those of you who have, and the reason I'm bringing this to your attention is because of what I found out going on in my body that has been developing over years and years and years. Dr. Ken told me 8 years ago that I had little bits and pieces of plaque developing on my carotid arteries. I have it no place else in my body except the carotid arteries. And sometimes that affects your blood pressure. It doesn't with me. It just affects the flow of blood to your brain if there's too much of it there. Luckily, there's not too much of it there, but it's a concern. And I want to make sure that as much blood is getting to my brain as possible. That's why I like Heart Factors Plus. Because not only does it deliver blood to my brain, but it does to my heart, my organs, my muscles, everything gets the treatment because I take daily a Heart Factors Plus capsule. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus now for quite a while. It will help you feel better. It's a product that I recommend to my friends and family. The benefits do not stop just at the circulation and the blood pressure. The business of cleaning your arteries out and improving circulation, that's really the underscore here. And we all know, you've heard stories of people who have had various operations and they are, all of a sudden they get more blood to their brain and they feel like they're new people. Well, that's what this does. Every day you take a capsule, a Heart Factors Plus capsule, and you'll feel that way. 800-577-8560 orders Heart Factors Plus for you. 800-577-8560 for you and your family. 800-577-8560. Tell them that you're listening to Doug Steffen. They'll send you a free bottle of their brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula, which is another great way of keeping the artery walls flexible. That's what you want. And clean. Heart Factors Plus. Pretty much the name speaks for itself, does it not? 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. Hello.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Sure, going fast is impressive, but performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power-robbing deposits to restore performance and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is measured in years. STP, in for the long haul.
Brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. April is Month of the Young Child and National Cancer Month to bring awareness to this awful disease affecting young children. Since its founding more than 50 years ago, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has been committed to saving the lives of children battling cancer. Treatments invented at St. Jude have increased the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. But that's not enough. St. Jude is working to reach 90% in the next decade. Richard Shadiak, Jr., President and CEO of ALSTAC, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has made great strides treating children with cancer, and we won't stop until no child dies from this horrible disease. St. Jude freely shares our research discoveries, and every child saved at St. Jude means doctors and scientists worldwide can use that knowledge to save thousands more children.
Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, allowing families to focus on helping their child live. To learn more, visit stjude.org.
Ab Fab is coming back, and I wouldn't know anything about it because I'm a man.
Well,
all right, let's get to that.
You're supposed to be off the air, but yeah.
They're rude.
And it's a British show. I don't know how often you watch the Brits.
I like the Brits. I like Downton Abbey. I like Masterpiece Theater, some of the police shows. So what's Ab Fab?
Absolutely fabulous. It's about these two alcoholic women who are friends.
Wonderful.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Something's coming back. That would be good.
They've been on the BBC. They've been on our telly as well. And they're going to do a film now.
Wow, that's exciting.
It is. Right. It's so good.
Let's get to General Hospital news there, Jen.
Yeah, big story for General Hospital. Jeannie Francis is coming back. Remember her? She was Laura. Well, Luke's been on General Hospital for a while. Laura's coming back. Maybe she'll cause some trouble to get her man back, right?
Trouble?
They're always.
On soap operas? Come on.
Always. I know. Kidding. Somebody's got something going on.
Yeah.
David Letterman, apparently no input on Stephen Colbert's late show hire. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought that maybe he had something to do with picking his predecessor. Letterman said in a statement, quote, "I'm very excited for him."
How about his antecedent? His predecessor would have been the one who was on before him.
Oh, that's true. His antecedent.
Listen to that.
Yeah, you're right. Predecessor. Right. Good for you, Dougie.
Thank you.
Good for you. Who, I knew there was someone listening to me, Spew.
I was listening to you. All right, so they're going to save how much money by not having McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy?
$10 million. He was making a lot of money, huh?
Kill him off.
And people are trying to save him. Guys, got a news for you. You can put those petitions away. If ABC's saving $10 million, you're never going to get McDreamy back. He earned $400,000 an episode, which was $9.6 million for a 24-episode season.
Yeah, but that's pretty standard. That's what Marg... Mariska Hargitay. How do you pronounce her last name? Hargitay?
Mariska Hargitay.
She makes that kind of dough. There are people who have made as much as $600,000. The Friends, they were making $1 million an episode.
An episode, yes. They
but they brought in the money.
Yeah?
They brought in the money, so it justified their salary.
Are you suggesting you wouldn't watch this program on ABC, Grey's Anatomy, because Dempsey was there? You're not the type who would be, I mean, I'm thinking you would like to see his abs, too.
I absolutely would, but, you know, you can go online for that.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't watch the show.
Ellen DeGeneres is making a green eggs and ham TV show. What in the world?
Isn't that cute?
Sounds cute.
Love it. You, if you like Dr. Seuss and you like the classic, Netflix is bringing back a lot of TV shows like Full House, you know, all these other shows that are famous in the past. Well, now, with the help of the Dr. Seuss estate and executive producer Ellen DeGeneres, Warner Brothers TV is creating a 13-episode animated series based on Green Eggs and Ham. The show is going to be available everywhere that Netflix operates, and their announcement was really cute. They did it in a Dr. Seuss-inspired rhyme.
Really? You know, this is my son was telling me something. He writes scripts for TV shows and stuff, and he said that they're working on a program that they asked George Clooney to be the executive producer. It doesn't do anything except they lend their name to the show.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. It gives the program credibility.
Yeah.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're happy, we, all of us collectively, I have ordered the staff to be happy that Tom Kreitler is here.
Yay!
From the, one of the conditions of working on the Good Day program is that you will be happy when Kreitler is here, or else. Get that?
Or else you won't get your house fixed.
No. That's right.
Your question's answered.
All right, so we do have questions, we do have answers. We're going to talk about pesticides, because if you're reading the Better Living Box, like all the good boys and girls who listen to this program do every day, Tommy,
yep.
The Better Living Box has things, golly by gee, that come from your wit and wisdom. We actually publish things that you blog about, and what a concept.
Shocking.
Amazing. All right, so we'll get to that, plus some of your questions as time allows here on Good Day.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com and enter the secret code 7575. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for 7 days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7575.
Welcome to
Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
So
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. User directed.
All right, if I'd been really smart, I would have done the commercial for Cedarside because it sort of fits into what Tommy is writing. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Home Improvement. You should see. There was a guy. All right, this is. I'm off the reservation now.
There we go.
Officially off the reservation. There was a radio guy in Boston named Larry Glick. On the air for a long time, did late nights on WBZ. And people would call and they'd say, is this Larry Glick? And he'd do something to his body and he'd say, let me check. Woohoo! So, I'm when
moving right along.
Yeah, right, exactly. The, Tom Kreitler, a way of recognizing that he's here, is listening to his charming voice and his wit and wisdom. He writes in his blog, and we have it at Better Living, the Better Living Box at DougStevin.com, about pesticide problems. What I said was it would have been smart for me to do the Cedarside commercial as I was leading into this discussion because this is an all-natural organic pest control solution, and that's pretty much what you write about, I think, in this blog, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you know, we got started on this topic because of a tragic accident that happened in the Virgin Islands over spring break. There was a family that was staying in a resort called Siren USA, and they had rented a condo, which was reportedly very expensive. I think the report was around $800 a night. And Terminex was treating the unit underneath this unit that they had rented.
Lovely.
And they started using a pesticide called methyl bromide.
Ooh.
And methyl bromide, as you may know, Doug, is used traditionally in agricultural
uses. Bad stuff.
And it is bad stuff. And it basically overwhelmed this entire family, put them in the hospital. And at last report, two boys were still in comas. Absolutely tragic story.
Yeah.
It hasn't been allowed for indoor use for over 30 years, yet here they are using it in the Virgin Islands. And Doug, I was thinking about, you mentioned you're going to Jamaica, and when you go to these warm tropical locations, you know, when it's the United States, we have some regulations, which of course we had in the Virgin Islands, that were broken. But when you go to some of these other countries, you got to wonder, what are the pesticide regulations? And if you're staying in a place and you see the trucks around where they're spraying pesticides, you know, I just say steer clear.
Yeah.
And when you're home, think about the natural alternatives to pesticides. Decide when you're trying to
not
exposures
use
in your own house.
Those things you spray in your lawn. I mean, they're so toxic, and people use them, and then they put their dogs out on the lawn. What do you think that's doing to your dog?
Well, I mean, just here for the summer, you know, you can use something like lemongrass, which is a good mosquito repellent, and mint keeps ants away.
Yeah, there are plenty of
apple cider vinegar works.
Yeah,
fruit
great stuff. That's terrific stuff. Yeah, there's so many alternatives. Don't use that poisonous stuff. Bad, bad, bad for the environment, for your animals, for you. Bad stuff. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.